USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Elon Musk's social media platform X could face massive fines in Europe over claims the platform does little to police the spread of disinformation. On Monday, the European Union announced it would begin a first-ever investigation under the newly instituted Digital Service Act. The new EU law went into effect last November. Large online platforms and search engines take certain actions to curb illegal content and info manipulation. EU investigators will also heavily scrutinize X's recently loosened restrictions on users' blue check verification markers. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Workers this week are expected to begin removing one of the most prominent monuments to the Confederacy. The removal of the memorial from Arlington National Cemetery is part of a military-wide effort to take down Confederate symbols from its bases, ships, and other facilities. A group opposed to the monument's removal say that the monument represented reconciliation and national unity between the North and South. Those supporting the removal say that the images portrays the Confederacy's rebellion as a noble defense of Southern values and paints slavery as benign. Many Americans are scaling back their holiday shopping this season, according to the Monmouth poll. Over half of the respondents won't indulge due to high prices. The pollster notes that while the inflation rate may be slowing, the impact of rising prices remains. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Apple is halting the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watch. Patent disputes over the device's blood oxygen monitor will keep the watch off the shelves starting December 21st. Apple's stock has taken a hit today following the announcement. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. The Republican senator has been a staunch supporter of providing aid to Ukraine and Israel, said he supports the two countries, but Biden should apply the same vigor and energy to fix the U.S. border. The Ohio House is taking a step toward adopting daylight saving time permanently. The resolution for consideration urges the U.S. Congress to pass the Sunshine Protection Act, which would see daylight saving time being permanently observed throughout the entire U.S. Lawmakers say the time change in the fall leads to mental health issues such as depression, an increase in automobile accidents, and even an increase in crime. Walt Disney World's Animal Kingdom, celebrating the birth of its first African elephant calf in 7 years. Cora tipped the scales at more than 200 pounds upon arrival Saturday. Cora's birth is part of the Species Survival Plan, which is a program designed to ensure the breeding of endangered animals in managed care. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.